Well, now look at the so-called gig economy. These are people making a living driving for Uber and Lyft and other app-based jobs. According to the Brookings Institution, this group is growing faster than traditional payroll jobs. The study also found the number rising faster in Nashville, Tennessee, than in nearly any other American city. But what the study didn't tell us is who these people are. Well, Mariba Knight from Here and Now contributor WPLN spent a day gigging her way around Nashville, and in an unscientific survey found that for certain types of workers, being an independent contractor rather than an employee can have its benefits.
It's 6:15 a.m. on a recent weekday, and rather than get in my car, I open my rarely used Uber app. 7 minutes later, Vincent Campbell rolls up.
Campbell.
Campbell?
Like the soup.
Okay.
I like using it.
This 62-year-old retired police officer spends about 4 hours a day driving for Uber. Enough to make a little extra for things like tickets to a Titans football game or a splurge that his pension might not cover. Campbell's been Ubering for a little more than a year now. It reminds him a bit of what he enjoyed about being a cop, not being stuck behind a desk, talking with people, and, in his view, making a difference.
And I always have said from the beginning that I'm saving a life by what I'm doing now. Could be saving my own. I love it when a person tells me, yeah, I'm going out to drink tonight, but I decided to take Uber. I said, I'm so glad you did that.
Campbell loves the flexibility of his Uber gig. Of course, he doesn't need health insurance or a 401k, neither of which Uber offers. And as a retiree, he can handle the unpredictable wages. I'll say up front that the people I met had their own reasons, but they all had positive feelings about the work they do. Take my next encounter, for example. He came with hot chicken.
I was in between jobs, had my own car. I really liked the opportunity to make my own schedule so that way I could be available for my family and help out.
30-year-old James Silva has been doing the meal delivery service Postmates full-time since April. After 10 years in the military, food delivery is a nice in-between job.
It's mindless work, you know, but it does pay the bills.
Plus, Silva says he loves doing it in the midst of Nashville's fast-growing food scene. Every day, as the city's population keeps growing, it seems like a new restaurant opens, and he's there.
That's a microcosm of what's happening in the city.
And with that, he was off to pick up his next meal.
Nice. All right.
Thanks
Have
so
a good day.
Much.
Take
you
care.
Too. Bye.
A few hours later, I request my ride home. A Nashville native picks me up. Tyler Coker is in between sales jobs, so he started driving for Lyft and Uber. Coker is a classic 20-something, thrown a little off-center by a sluggish economy, and he knows this gig won't last forever, even if he wanted it to. Ride-hailing companies have their eyes set on driverless cars.
These jobs aren't going to be around that long. I would say 5 years. I mean, I guess that's long enough for some people, especially the people that are like me that are just in between.
Driving for Lyft works for a young person biding his time before committing to a career. And on the flip side, Nashville's growing number of young people are eager consumers of what's been dubbed the sharing economy. Mark Murrow, a senior fellow at Brookings, says that all the newcomers have made the city an early adopter.
You have a lot of millennials who don't really relate to car ownership in the normal way. And then, you know, and are very oriented towards social media and sharing platforms. So to me, it's, you know, having fast growth on this sort of does say quite a lot about a city.
My final meeting of the day was with Tina Fravel.
Hi.
Got a little tricked up by your driveway.
The 31-year-old worked as an art teacher at a public elementary school in Nashville until she lost her job last year. She was burnt out anyway and ready for a change, so she started working for Shipt, a company that sends people out to buy your groceries. Between gas and taxes, she earns about $10 to $20 an hour. Not as much as teaching, but she welcomes making her own hours and not having a boss to check in with. And Fravel even runs into her former students once in a while.
I see the kids sometimes at Publix, and they're like, hey, Miss Fravel, and I'm like, hey, guys.
Fravel is surprisingly content. In fact, everyone I met was. The retired cop, the ex-military guy, the sales rep. So while the gig economy, which is growing exponentially in Nashville, may get a bad rap at times, for these folks, it was a good and gainful pit stop in the midst of life changes. For Here and Now, I'm Mariba Knight in Nashville.